Dunaway. So today we're going to be interviewing Starla Poynter, who's a reporter at the News Register. So, Starla, how did you get your job of being a reporter, and what made you want to be one?
Well, when I was in seventh grade, my band teacher asked for a volunteer to write something to take to the local newspaper to let him know about a concert that was happening. And so I volunteered, and because I like to write, and I did that. And the woman who was the editor of the local paper in my hometown of Reedsport was very kind and worked with me, and then I wrote some more things for the local paper, and I edited the high school newspaper, and then I came to Linfield to study journalism and psychology, which I thought fits very well with journalism because I'd be working with people all the time. And then when I was a senior at Linfield, I had to do an internship, and my advisor helped me get an internship with the News Register in February of 1982. I've been there ever since.
Did you always know that you wanted to do something with writing as a career?
Well, I always loved to write, and it just from junior high school to that I really focused in on being a newspaper reporter. When I was younger, at one point I wanted to be a gas station attendant, which my mother did not like that.
So. What are your favorite types of stories to report on?
I've done a wide variety of things, from covering the police and crashes on the highway to a little tiny bit of politics. Don't like that. I don't want to cover politics. But I'd love to, I cover the arts and cover education. But my favorite kind of thing is to interview people about their passions.
So your column in the News Register is called Stopping By, right?
That's one of the things I do, yeah.
So can you tell us about that?
Stopping By is about a person, usually, sometimes a group. I did a story about the first day of band here at Dunaway, as a matter of fact, once. But usually it's a person who does something interesting or is passionate about painting, or maybe has run a marathon or run 50 marathons, just a wide variety of people, because I think every person is interesting and has a story, and it's my job to find out what that is.
How do you find people to interview for that?
Sometimes people suggest people. They might call me up and say, my neighbor's really a great guy, I think you should interview him, and then I will do that. Sometimes some kind of holiday is coming up, like Valentine's Day, and I will look for a couple that's been married for a long time. During December, I look for people who've come here from other countries to interview them about the holidays in their country when they were growing up, which has been really interesting. I've interviewed people from about age 18 to 80. Who've come from, you know, some had experience in World War II, and some, you know, have just, they haven't lived that long, so they haven't had that many experiences, but they are really, it's really something I think people can relate to.
Cool. Do you have any advice for young writers or people who want to maybe become journalists when they are older?
Well, writing is part of it, and finding information is a big part of it, because that's really what it comes down to. My job is providing information to people so they can decide, you know, whether they like the guy that ran 50 marathons or not. It's not up to me to tell them to like him. So you have to be curious, and you have to be observant, watch what people do and listen to what they say. And I do a lot of interviews, just like you're doing, and I consider it having a conversation with somebody and listen to them and then ask more questions as I hear things that are interesting. Like I told you, I have two dinosaurs at home, and if somebody told me that, I would ask them about that. You know, what do they feed their dinosaurs? And you know, do they have their own little house? Or
Well, that's everything. Thank you so much for your time and letting
okay.
us interview.
Well, you're welcome.